Welcome to Zen Internet's free monthly newsletter. For more information on this month's newsletter and a list of links for each story, or to view past issues, please visit our website at zen.co.uk/newsletter. In this month's Internet Miscellany newsletter for business and home users, why Americans are angry about proposed changes to UK copyright law, why Canadians prefer to turn back time with music on tape cassettes, why law courts need an online dictionary of slang to learn what miscreants mean, and what's so different about a new search engine launched in Whitby. Your right to copy. It's estimated that more creative works will be uploaded to the internet every day this year than were produced in the entire history of humankind's pre-internet artistic endeavours. And more online content will be copied and reused without permission than ever before. Rather than upgrading copyright rules to further discourage illegal copying and pasting, the government passed legislation last month to permit the mass use of copyright-protected material without the owner's permission. This applies to any copyrighted work, not just images, where identifying information is missing. Overseas, mostly American, photographers, illustrators, and writers have threatened a firestorm of litigation if their works are included. In his blog, former chairman of the newspaper licensing agency, Dominic Young, explains, "The new powers don't technically remove copyright from the work, but they certainly remove it from the copyright owner. The exclusive right to decide who copies what and on what terms has been abolished for the owner of the work." Read more at copyrightblog.co.uk. Multi-me from AVG. AVG Technologies is taking on Twitter's TweetDeck with Multi-me, a services integration tool that handles multiple social networks, including Google+, Facebook, and LinkedIn, as well as cloud services such as Box.net, Google Docs, Flickr, and YouTube, plus online email and chat messaging systems. Social sites can be useful and fun, but there are so many now that keeping on top of all your chosen platforms can become a royal chore. Security firm AVG hopes it has the answer after joining forces with Israeli company Zbang to offer Multi-Me, a free desktop app that allows web users to keep up to date with all their online social activities at one time and from one place. For more details, see multime.tumblr.com. SoundCloud. If you're an up-and-coming musician, DJ, producer, or podcaster looking for a place to showcase your tunes, SoundCloud is the place to go. It's essentially a social network for musicians and music lovers. You can follow other users, upload tracks, stream music that other people have uploaded, and leave feedback. Free users get 120 minutes worth of uploads. Paid subscription options start at €29 a year. Check out soundcloud.com. Cassette comeback. A company in Canada is tempting music fans offline and back to tapes. The Humble cassette tape, a happy memory for many music fans of a certain age, has staged a comeback at Toronto and Quebec-based recording and duplication company Analog Media Technologies. Sales volume of our different products and services changes depending on what's in style and what the demand is for, explains part owner Denise Gorman. It started with cassettes and vinyl, but then the trends shifted towards CDs, then DVDs and Blu-ray, now we're back to cassettes. In fact, cassette recordings make up a quarter of the business at the Canadian store. That's quite a change from 5 years ago, when cassette tapes seemed to be going the way of the defunct 8-track cartridge, the music format that was popular in the 1960s and 70s. The reverse trend is caused by audio purists, who love the analogue sound that comes from the classic cassette. Check out duplication.ca. DeviantArt. Never mind the dodgy-sounding name, there's nothing socially unacceptable about the images on the website known as DeviantArt. Or at least, it's not a forum for deviant images per se. DeviantArt is an online community where users can showcase their artwork in a variety of different forms, including photography, digital art, and cartoons. With members actively critiquing each other's work, it's a great place to get your images peer-reviewed, and many use it as an online portfolio. Check out DeviantArt.com. PicMonkey. Want to make some quick edits to your photos before they go onto Facebook? Don't bother with a bloated desktop photo editor. The free PicMonkey service gives you all the tools you need without crowding you with options. For everyday use, the basic edits will be more than enough, and there are lots of effects, touch-up tools, textures, and frames you can apply as well, along with some more advanced Photoshop-style tools. Check out PicMonkey.com. Urban Dictionary. Kids these days, eh? Who can understand them? Urban Dictionary helps the less hip among us with definitions of practically every in-vogue acronym, term, or phrase there is. It can take years for slang terms to be included in traditional dictionaries, where editors want to be certain that the words have staying power. By contrast, some new words rush into Urban Dictionary in less than a day. As a result, the site has cropped up in dozens of court cases across the USA in recent years. Although the outcome rarely rests solely on a definition, in the last year alone, the website was used by courts to define iron, handgun, catfishing, the phenomenon of internet predators who fabricate online identities, dap, the knocking of fists together as a greeting or form of respect, and grenade, the one not-so-attractive girl supposedly always found in a group of hotties. Check out UrbanDictionary.com. Outlook.com. It may not be the popular favourite when it comes to free web-based email services. That spot seems to have been taken by Google's Gmail. But Outlook.com, the upgraded version of the venerable Hotmail, has a lot of features to recommend it. You'll never need to worry about running out of space, for example. Outlook.com comes with unlimited storage. You can watch videos and photo slideshows directly from your inbox without having to open a separate application. And it has built-in social feeds and Facebook chat. Check out Outlook.com. Mission to Moscow. Starting with Russia, eBay is investing heavily in emerging markets and plans expansion that will eventually offer all its buyers and sellers a seamless international marketplace. The company began marketing to Russians in April, running a nationwide TV commercial explaining how eBay gives buyers a passport to purchase global goods and showcasing, for example, handbags from Milan and business suits from London. Aiming to link mobile and local shopping, as it's done in the United States, eBay also launched a Russian Daily Deal app with coupons for goods and services that consumers can redeem in Moscow stores. Colin Sebastian, an investment firm analyst who follows eBay, says focusing on mobile users in Russia and other emerging markets is a smart move. Many new internet users have mobile-only access, he says. Early success in mobile fuels growth in emerging markets. Read more at internetretailer.com. Binnable backlinks. Can some online business directories harm your company's Google ranking? There are hundreds of online business directories where you can list your company details, but it's best to tread carefully and evaluate what's being offered before getting on board with any of them. Jane Day, columnist at Australia's BIT, Business IT Magazine, explains why it's important that business owners understand the pitfalls of building spammy links in undesirable directories. Don't create listings just because you can, she warns. If it's too easy, any links you get will probably cause more harm than good. For more details, see bit.com.au. Search Engine of the Month. A new search engine has launched on the Yorkshire coast. The company behind the new resource, Engenuity Search Media, is based in Whitby, where CEO Daniel Gardiner says it's the engine's rating system that sets it apart. Websites that have been shared by social media users are ranked highest and results are liable to be ranked again if searchers take up invitations to rate the answers they get from the engine. New users must sign up to use the site, but it's completely free and open to anyone. Check out theengenuity.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll listen again next month.